CliffCentral.com.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the Asians. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on transformation.
G-G-G-Man, the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Oh, hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the Ad-Man, and we're back at it. It's been another week of amazing. Well, it's been another week of advertising. It gets amazing sometimes, but it also, we know how sometimes it makes us feel like, yeah. If you ever get the feeling where you go home and you're like, you go pull out your matric textbooks and you say, what else was I good at? You know what I mean? And you go, yeah, geography. You know what I mean? Maybe that's where I should have gone, because advertising is tough this week. So yeah, it might have been a tough week for you. But at the same time, I know that it also might have just been a really, really great week for you. Some amazing stuff has happened. I've got a full studio today. I don't think the studio has been this full in a very long time. I think the last time it was this full is when I had those kids from FCB, and they were all over this fucking studio. But today I've got the adults. I won't mention names, but one of them was struggling to take a selfie. It rhymes with Andrew Human. I got a full house in the studio today. And like I've been doing for the past couple of weeks, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna mix it up for a little bit. I'm gonna introduce my guests first, and then we'll talk about the news. I'll get some of their opinions on it. In fact, the one piece of news I'm gonna insist that like some of my panel don't answer it because it's a bit rough. But Andrew and I will chat about it. But let me introduce these cats. So I've mentioned already. Like I've said before, Cliff Central is now a media partner. Right, media partner. Again, sometimes for the first couple of weeks, I kept saying Cliff Central is a sponsor. We're not a sponsor of the Lurie's, guys. We are a media partner of the Lurie's. So, and I think you know what? Let's just give ourselves a round of applause for that. Yeah, Cliff Central is a media partner of the Lurie's, and so you've been getting a lot of information about the Lurie's from me. You know, they've introduced a couple of new categories and whatever. But that's why today I've got someone in studio with us to come and chat to us about some of that stuff, what's going on, what are the developments. So if you've been to the Lurie's anywhere ever before, I'll talk to the newbies who've never been to the Lurie's. You'll see this man. I mean, you'll hear his voice first now, but you are definitely going to see him. I got the privilege of hanging out with this man in Cannes once. Don't be deceived by this calm demeanor. He knows how to enjoy himself, right? So with me in the studio today is Mr. Andrew Human. What's going on, Andrew Human?
Hey, God.
Are you good?
Good to be here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, I thought it's really cool that I got you here, and you're not with Donovan Goliath, because I feel like sometimes he gets more than me. He gets cameras and stuff. Tell us, Andrew, what's the difference between me and Donovan Goliath? Why is he getting to do more stuff than me?
He's clean shaven.
Yeah, I was worried about that. But yeah, it's good to have you in the studio. Andrew, what's going on? Tell me what's on your plate right now. What are you up to?
Well, for hopefully everyone in the industry knows, and they're frantically busy.
Yeah.
And they know that they only have a few days left.
That's right.
To the last extended deadline of the 31st of May.
But is this the last?
Well, this is...
Andrew, we've been through this before as a people. You know what I mean? There are people who are working hard. There are some ideas that have not been cracked yet. You know what I mean? And but we know that now the deadline that stands right now is the 31st of May.
So the key thing is everything has to flight.
Yeah.
So there's no ways you can say, we missed our flighting, we're going to flight it on the 3rd of June, can we get it in?
Oh,
if it doesn't flight by the 31st, it cannot go into the show.
But what if it flights in Uganda, then does it...
It can't flight in your imagination.
Hey, it's getting spicy very early here in the stew. So guys, get your shit flighted, get your shit produced. The deadline right now, as it stands, is 31st of May. And you know, last week we had Tabang TP from STB, who just won the 2-1 show pencils, right? Dope creative. And he was talking about the craft. Now tell me, Andrew. I mean, I've done the judging process, but for people who don't know about the judging process, right? Like, how much can we stress about the quality of the work people must send? Can people just send anything, or you know what I mean? Like, let's not waste your money when you're entering, or yeah, like send us anything, or must people just take the time to craft?
Absolutely. You know, the weird thing is I think what you have to think about is entering your work is exactly the same as pitching.
That's right.
And it's even the same as if you're going out on a date. So you meet someone on Twitter, and you go and you say, okay, I'm going to meet you at this bar. If you arrive there and you're still in your pajamas, it's not going to work for you, right?
Hey, so, guys, Andrew's meeting people on Twitter. But we're not going to talk about that, but I think he meant Tinder. Yeah, I think he meant Tinder.
So you know how good I am on social media, hey? You see, I'm showing my skills again.
That's
so I'm
right.
going, I've heard about this thing out there. There's this thing out there called social media.
That's right.
And apparently people meet people there.
That's what's up.
What I've heard.
That's
so what happens is when you actually go through with this,
yeah,
you actually have to go, okay, my image is my brand.
That's right.
And the same goes with entering. You're pitching to a whole panel, and we got experts.
Yeah.
So you've got 10 experts standing there. We've got global leaders who are the jury president.
Yeah.
We've got people from across Africa, Middle East.
That's dope.
And your work's there, but there's work on your left and there's work on your right. So these guys have got to say, okay, why does this stand out?
That's right.
The first thing you got to do is say, am I... You might have done something great. You can't go, it's great, the work will speak for itself. It doesn't. You've got to say, have I put everything into this?
That's what's up. But I tell you, a lot of people don't realize that the Lurie's is a big company, right? Tell us about your team. How big is your team? And some of the roles that people play back at the stew.
Well, yeah, I think a lot, because I often, the biggest question I get is people say, so what do you do for the rest of the year?
But what do you do for the rest of the year, Andrew?
Yeah, and the reality is it's the festival week is when we pop out, and you see that. But basically everything leads up to that. So creative week's in August, but the entry deadline is now. We get over 3,000 entries. We've got around 160 judges.
Sure.
We've got 4 jury presidents who are international this year. Yeah.
It's a lot of croissants.
So we're baking now.
Yeah. That's insane.
So it's a whole process. We run a scholarship program that's worth over R1 million a year.
Sure.
We publish Migrate magazine.
Yeah.
We actually, I think what people don't realize is we run the whole, so the whole system, when you're talking about the standards, the whole back end of how the judging works, the entries, is we administer the Pendurings, the Bookmark Awards, the Creative Circle Awards. So that, and what is good is that whole standard is then set and everything's running to that high bar, which is the important thing.
That's insane. So when I see in pockets, it's not because, you know, you're just hanging out waiting for September. It's you're actually working. That is dope. Okay, cool. But before we get into all the detail, let me introduce the rest of the guys in the stew, and then we'll talk about some of the news. We'll even go back to the Lurie's. And it's also because, like, some of the guys who are in the studio, they know the Lurie's quite a bit. You know what I mean? Like, these are guys who've experienced the Lurie's in more ways than one. So let me start over here on this side. So, a friend of the show, he's been here before. I think if you've listened to some of the podcasts from before, you know there was a guy who came over and just tried to take over the show. You know what I mean? You tell him one thing, he wants to ask another. You know what I mean? Like at some point, he was trying to ask me questions and generally just ungovernable. So, he's back, but we did have a briefing about behavior. about general behavior, and he has agreed to behave himself today. In the studio with me right now, our chair, is Mr. Veli Ngubane of Avatar. What's going on, Veli?
Yeah, yeah, how's it going? How are you doing, man?
Are you good? Did you hear that? He's also a bit nervous.
I'm in the bigger studio now. I'm told to behave, so I will behave, man. With big people in the studio today. Last time I was by myself, it's just you and I. Got MDs, ECDs,
that's what's
Cherry's
up.
Chair,
my man, that, Cherry, letters, you know? And letters and letters. Okay.
Yeah, man.
So hanging out with Veli is a guy that some of you might have encountered as well. He has been. I mean, if I encountered this man at Ogilvy for the first time, you know those people that make you look like you are unshowered all the time. You know what I mean? Like Mbani is always well dressed. You know what I mean? Like he could wear track pants and a bow tie, and you're like, am I missing something here? You know what I mean? So in the studio as well with me right now is Mr. Mbange Chepichameno.
What's
going on, bruv?
No, thanks, man. It's lovely being here.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you. It's good to finally have you. We've been talking about having you on the show for a while.
Now. Yeah, absolutely.
How's it been? How's it going?
No, it's been amazing. And thanks for welcoming me to the show. I'm looking forward to hanging out.
Yeah.
And chatting the industry.
That's dope. What's your handle on Instagram? Because Mbange is all about the recording.
Mbange is live right now.
So if you want to check out what we're doing in the studio, go to Mbange's page on Instagram. What is it?
Mbange the Chap.
Check him out. He's doing things. He's bringing new things to Team and the Headman. They're constantly revolutionizing how we approach the broadcast. And Mbange is at the forefront of that movement. So check out his page and see us live and say what's up to us. Sure. And we can say what's up. Now, they've brought another guy. Another friend of the show. And now, if you listen back to the podcast, I think it was the second show we ever did. It was the third show. This man was here with Zwelakhe Shabangu, and they made a noise. And at that time as well, I was also like quite nervous as well. Like, you know, and I listened back and I'm like, hey, we've come a long way. Guys, you know, this show is a year old. It's a year old this month. And it's amazing how far we've come. And I think I'm going to give ourselves a round of applause out there. You know what I mean? Wow. The show is a year old right now. And I see this man in the studio. I'm like, hey, I remember how far we come. But yeah, in the studio right now is a man that some of you might know. In fact, Zwelakhe Shabangu told us stories about reviewing under this man and this man burning his layouts and scripts. So, yeah, we're going to just delve into that a little bit. So, in the studio right now with me is Mr. Brett Ward. What's going on, Brett Ward?
Oh, hello, Grant. How are you?
I am so well, Papa. I'm so well.
So good to be here with you, champ.
I feel like I must say welcome back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing to say, Brett.
We're going to get into the details of that, but I feel like I must say welcome back. You know, someone is saying outside the studio right now, like, how are these advertising people all so skinny? I don't think they were talking about me and Vili. But how are these advertising people all so skinny? And Andrew just gave that person a look and was like, yeah, adverts.
Yeah.
So welcome back, Papa.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So good to be back here.
Just introduce more fats and carbs into your diet because it's going to get real. Anyway, we'll get into the details of that. But let's get back to this conversation about the Louis. I want to get into that because it's topical right now and we want people to actually get in there. But I actually want to ask you because of how long it's been since you were, you know, you've been a director, but now you're back. But we'll talk about the details.
Yeah.
Tell me about your last experience at the Louis. How do you like, if I was to ask you to give me like your 3-line version of what you think the Louis is, what does that represent to you?
A showcase for great creative work.
Yeah, okay, not the PR version.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you're right. That's good.
That's pretty
formal. rather large piss up, not really knowing what's going down.
No, it's not that either.
No. Yeah. No, what it is it's a celebration, right?
That's right, yeah.
I think what happens is, I've always believed very strongly in it because what it could be really easy for us in this industry.
That's right.
Just to do ordinary stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also, you're on Cliff Central, when up at Wild, and radio, and Uncensored. If you want to say ordinary shit, is that
I
what
would
you meant?
Much prefer to say ordinary shit. Or, if you just want to just do shit, you know, it's a lot easier. But I think that what we've got is a bunch of people in this industry that want to do better all the
time.
That's what's up. It's about creative, and that's what you celebrate on that day. You know, there's a lot of like, oh, I don't know if that's the right one. I think it's always an issue because what it's about is about picking out, singling out the one that makes it.
That's what's
when
up.
Essentially there is a great, there's like what, 3,000 entries
every
time, you know?
Yeah.
Of people who have tried to get to the top.
Yeah, and not just from South Africa. I mean, and we'll get into that now. I mean, it's from around the world. We had the other year, Middle East Gate. As I like to call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Andrew, tell us, are there entries coming thick and fast from all the regions that Lurie's represents?
Yeah, I think, that's actually the area where the Lurie's as a brand is growing.
That's right.
So our roots are South African.
Yeah.
But our regional growth is really where there's lots of new agencies entering every year. We had 23 countries entered last year.
Sure, that's insane. So,
you know, it's and I think
that's the Chibo That's what's up. 23 countries. That's what's up. Yeah.
And that's important because I think the world has moved to the point where even as if you're an agency here based in Joburg,
yeah,
you have to be looking beyond Joburg and you have to be looking beyond Gauteng.
Yeah.
And you have to be looking beyond our borders.
That's right.
You
yeah.
have to be saying, how am I going to play in the bigger pond?
Yeah.
And if we are only sitting here patting ourselves on the back, it's
then
not
it becomes what they call a circle jerk.
Expand our horizons. Yeah.
Sorry.
And I think to Brett's point, our whole focus is on the idea.
That's what's up.
On saying that everything should start with great ideas.
Yeah.
And that there's value in ideas, and that's the big thing. And I think the big thing about Creative Week is having people go there and be inspired and going, wow,
yeah,
I can do better work. And even having it's the agencies and it's having brands.
Yeah.
And saying from a brand side, you're looking at things and going, hang on a second, as brands.
Yeah,
we can do more.
That's amazing. Talking about Creative Week, what do you guys already know what you got planned for Creative Week? What's happening this year at Creative Week? Are there any dope things we should be looking out for? I mean, I know it's always dope, but what are the highlights we should be looking out for?
Yeah, so I think again, a lot of it is around the actual ability there to be immersed in exciting and inspiring things. So we've introduced masterclasses last year,
which
are really growing this year.
Yeah.
So we've got more masterclasses. Masterclasses are a way to get immersed into more focused areas.
Yeah.
So we've got, for example, I don't know if you guys know Raise Corp.
Yeah.
Alon Raise, it's like the biggest startup entrepreneur helping
startup
companies. So Alon's going to be doing a masterclass on why do small agencies fail.
No. Boom! one. Something so. Betty knows nothing about.
So that's the next session. Why small agencies prosper?
It's a topic to look at. A lot of people jump in. They don't think about the detail.
Yeah.
They don't think about the budgets and the bottom line. And it makes for engaging conversation. And it is, and it's there to help a lot of young people and startups to say, hang on a second, this is what I should be listening to.
Yeah.
And in the same way, we've got another, it's a global group. They actually present at Cannes every year. It's called Mindscapes. And they're doing a masterclass on what are the sort of creative rules to being successful. Because we always think being creative is about having no rules. So what they've done is they've looked across the whole globe and across Cannes award-winning agencies, and they say, what are the traits that creatively successful agencies have?
Yeah.
And do you have those traits?
It's amazing. I'm interested to know which one comes first. Why do small agencies fail? Or that one? You know what I mean? Because the one guy could say all this, and then I did the same thing, and I flopped.
So it's those kind of things, you see.
Yeah.
And then Donovan Goliath is having a masterclass.
That's what's up. Shout out Donovan Goliath. Is that the one who looks like Nina Hayes? Nothing wrong, boy.
So we have all that going on. And then we have our DSTV seminar on the Friday.
Yeah.
Which is where we have only, it's global thought leaders. We have 8 speakers this year. And really, honestly, if you look at our speaker list, you will never in South Africa get an opportunity to get this immersion in one day from such fantastic
that
people.
That is so dope, man.
And I honestly, a lot of people come back and they say the whole Creative Week, that day is the most phenomenal day.
And I mean, we kind of joked about it earlier when Brett touched on it. Like, you know, at some point people thought that Lurie's was, especially with the guys who don't win, that it was just a piss up. Mm. And I'm really, really glad that you know, that it's expanded into kind of having the sense of purpose that is more than just the 3 days of the award show.
Yeah.
And actually having influence throughout the entire week. So I think that's really, really cool. So when I was introduced to Mbange, guys, I neglected to mention, and maybe let's get into it right now, right? So Mbange has recently, it's kind of recent, right?
It's February.
So in February,
I'm still on my probation.
That's what's up. He's still like another mark at this place. You know what I mean? He's still using a generic mark.
Yeah.
So Mbange is the new MD.
Mm-hmm.
What? The new MD?
Hey, whatever.
Right? the new MD at Avatar. What's going on, Bangi?
No, I'm good, man.
Yeah, and how's that big, man?
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. I think the guys have started a good agency. And the last 5 years have been wonderful for Avatar.
Yeah.
So it's really great to be part of something that's making a mark in the industry.
That's really, really dope. But I want to ask you, in pertaining to the Lurie's, you know, as like a kind of leadership in the agency.
Yeah.
How important is it, do you think, for clients to come and have the Lurie's experience?
It's absolutely important.
Yeah.
You know, it's important for clients to understand what matters to us.
That's right.
And obviously what drives us as an industry as well.
Yeah.
You know, coming out there, seeing what great work is about. And you know, sometimes clients can never, you can never push them for great work when they've never seen great
That's
work.
That's right. That's right.
So I think the Lurie's is absolutely a wonderful platform to expose them to the kind of work, the caliber of work that
and
we
to the small agencies, they want to take them out for a coffee.
Absolutely.
And say, how can we get a piece of your business?
For
you know
sure.
what I mean? You don't want all of it. Just give us retail.
So
that's really, really cool, man.
Yeah.
So are you guys all planning on taking like a big team down to Lurie's? Because I mean I know that agencies have also started going, only if you have a finalist will you go. And then like it's like, but also it's not in Cape Town anymore, so people can drive down with or without you. They can be there.
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on taking a big team?
Yeah, we plan on taking a team. I think the new focus of Avatar is creativity.
That's what's
up. And the Lurie's is the first step.
Yeah.
You know, to show even the younger guys what good creative is.
Yeah.
You know, and what we work towards. So it's a standard that we are going to in the next 5 years of our journey. And creativity is the focus of our agency, hence our new ECD and the new team.
we're going to delve into that whole thing. I'm so excited about this whole thing. But
he's back.
but Andrew, I mean, I want to go back to kind of some of the stuff that you mentioned earlier. How important is it, do you think, that we get that objective view from jury chairmen that come from outside of the country? And you told me that you guys already lined some amazing names up.
Yeah, so it is key. So I'll tell you who the jury presidents are.
That's what's up.
So we have Pum, and Pum's got such an amazing surname that I'm sure I'll miss, until I speak to her in person, I say, okay, the first thing I want to know is how do you pronounce your surname? So
where's Pum from?
Pum's from Washington, D.C., from an agency called the Design Army.
Oh,
she's
that's
the co-founder, so she's heading up our design panel.
Oh, that's
she
cool.
really is, I mean, a world-leading designer, fantastic agency. So again, as you say, you're getting this leadership from a global level saying, I know what's going on. I'm going to look at your work and say, okay, what is really exciting
that
you guys are doing?
Oh, that's really cool, man.
And we've also got what's interesting is Keith Cartwright, and he's from an agency called BSSP, and what's exciting about him is the ECD, they're the largest independent agency in California.
Boom! I just love the sound of that.
Yeah,
I just love the sound of that. I'm sorry if that offends anyone, but I just love the sound of that.
Should be repeated here.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And then also, again, it's a small and extremely, it's a creative agency. I'm sure you know Jung van Matt.
Yeah.
They are really one of the creatively driven agency, incredibly successful at
Cannes. Yeah.
And their creative head, their chief creative officer, is Gutz Ulmer from Hamburg.
Right.
So he's going to be judging the TV, film, and video and radio panel.
Yeah.
And then we've got another German. We've got two Germans this year. So we've got Markus Maxe from Munich.
Hey, Middle East, we're coming for you. We've got the German.
The humorous commercials will not be winning this game.
So no humor.
The Germans will be looking for tidiness,
that's right.
absolute focus on subject matter,
order,
and the
please.
Odd creative spark.
So make sure your 30-second commercial isn't 31 seconds.
I'm sorry, that feels a little over time. Let me look at the edit, please. Yeah, but don't you think it's a great ad?
Yeah.
No, it's a little long.
Please, this is not the kind of show, please.
Yeah. So, and all of those four jury presidents, they'll all be speaking at the seminar.
That's dope.
So
that's really, really
from
cool.
that level is great. And then we've got four other speakers at the seminar. But
yeah.
I think over and above those jury presidents, we've got regional judges from across the whole of Africa.
That was going to be my next question. It sounded like, you know, like the jury chairmen all kind of feel like they come from the US and Europe. How have we represented, you know, other parts of the continent?
And then so we have the rest of the region, and we have South Africans on the panels.
Yeah.
And then we have a whole process. So we, in fact, have and this is a fact, is we have the highest standards of all the award shows across the globe, in that we restrict how that you can't re-enter the same work. I just saw a complaint today that one of the agency networks at Cannes entered the same piece 55 times.
You are kidding me, man.
Across all the categories, the exact same execution. They managed to find 55 ways to enter it.
Yeah, you take the whole thing, you squeeze it down, things are squeezed back. From print, outdoor, you know, banner. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
And that's what we we say the same creative execution can only be entered once.
Ah, okay.
So even if you did say we ran this in newspaper, magazine, outdoor, direct mail, you have to choose which one of those are you going to put it in.
Ah, okay.
You're going to put it in one. So
I'm sure that's been contentious, though. I'm sure, like, you know, the people who like, you know, have you been to those lorries where you just hear the cold lorry goes to the Jupiter drawing room the whole night?
Yeah, it's great if you work for that agency.
Yeah, exactly. For everybody else, it's just like, bring out MC Hammer.
So that's the thing. So you try not to re-reward one idea. You say, great. Ideally, you're again rewarding creativity.
That's
saying, ideally, you should have lots of great ideas.
Yeah.
And that's the
challenge. Don't just send us one idea in many iterations.
And so again, on the judging, the reason, so we have the reason why the jury presidents, they're not from our region.
Yeah.
So the idea is it's not their work.
Yeah.
So they're removed.
Yeah.
And even on our judging process, we don't allow complete discussion, and so the panel don't actually sit together and agree. And a lot of people don't know this because they go, oh yeah, it's just
of a course
group,
it's collusion.
It's an old boys club, and you say, okay, let's all agree what's going to be gold.
Yeah.
So you basically all have to vote on your own.
Yeah.
We say, okay, Grant, what will you score this work?
Yeah.
And all the scores are added up, and the jury presidents get given all the results.
Yeah.
And says, okay, these are the golds, the silvers, the bronzes. So you're creating a process to say, how do you let the best work rise to the top?
Is that out of a reaction because you found it was becoming a bit of an old boys club?
But that was going to be my question, Brett.
Yeah.
We've chatted about it a few times on the show as well. Like, how different are the panels every year, right? Because everyone kind of a few times chatted about, like, it feels like things like, especially like the radio panel and the TV panel. You look at the annual. Do we still make the annual?
No.
Yeah, all right, sharp. So you look at the pictures.
The archive. You look at the online archive.
Online
showing
archive.
Your age.
Guys,
there,
I come from a time of annuals. So please. but you look at those panels and you kind of go, this, it feels like I'm seeing a lot of the same faces. How do we choose the judging panels? Is it because of what you've won previously, or is it just because of the expertise that we think you have? Because I think 3 years, I kind of saw most of the panels looking very similar. Is that, what's the criteria for choosing the judges?
So I'd say if you should look, it would be an interesting thing. And if you look over 10 years, you'll see massive change.
Okay.
But if you look year on year, you'll see soft change.
Yeah.
So what you have is we're looking for leadership.
Yeah.
So you're looking, and again, we're all about ideas leadership.
That's right.
So you must be justified on being on the panel.
Right.
And I want, if you are entering your work, you must look at the panel and say, hey, I'm proud that
these guys are
judging my panel. Because you can't look at it and say, well, but you see, that's a joke. Who are those people?
Yeah.
So it's a mixture so we have our own rankings.
Yeah.
So the Lurie's ranking. So
it
uses ranking. So if you do well, your chances of being a judge go up. If you are in a leadership creative position, you are basically selected
to judge.
So the same, our international jury presidents.
Yeah.
You can Google every one of these guys. They're leaders. They're award-winning leaders. They're not random. Oh, you know, you're from overseas.
So
you don't, you know, so you've got to say, are you credible?
Yeah.
Are you a credible person to sit on this panel and judge other people's work?
That's what's up.
And that's what you want. So we have a mixture of saying, and we don't, and even if you have gone beyond, you say, okay, but yeah, you're running an agency, but you haven't won anything for years.
Yeah.
You come off.
Yeah.
So we have people who were on the panel.
Stop it. You don't judge.
So exactly. So basically, if you're doing great work,
then we'll let you judge.
What great work is.
Yeah,
that's the key thing.
I think that's fair enough. All right, cool. I think that settles that whole thing. But I mean, once again, guys, I'm hanging out in the stew with leadership. Yeah, leadership. We're going to delve more into leadership. I'm with Andrew Human. If you got some questions for the guys, hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM on Twitter or at clipcentral.com. And yeah, we also. also have a WhatsApp line. Yeah, remember I told you guys about the WhatsApp line. But it's not the kind of WhatsApp that you can call. Like I said, no one likes a WhatsApp phone call. The stuff never works. You know what I mean? It's always delayed. I feel like I've called overseas. Don't call us on the WhatsApp line. Send us a text, right? So it's 079-748-2090. Shout out to the production team, because the last time it was an A4 piece of paper that was on the table, but now it's laminated. So shout out to the production team. That's really, really dope. Once again, huge shout out to our bigger production team, Cheza Quinchete, and Pumla Pagati. What's up? The traffic ladies wouldn't let them come to the show today. Yeah, because traffic still runs the agencies and it's cool. But now I want to chat about this now, Mr. Brett Wild, right? In fact, you know what? I want to ask Veli about this. Brett, can I just defend?
I'd rather you ask him.
Yeah. So, Veli, where do you find this man and what are you doing with him?
All right. Okay. No, yeah. Maybe it starts a bit from the focus, you know.
That's what's up.
I like Andrew's concentration of what grows agencies.
That's
and
right.
From a small agency to a big agency. Now, we were a startup 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And what we've done in the 5 years and the accolades and, you know, agency of the year and financial mail, medium size and so on.
Listen, we're a startup that's just won pretty much anything. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Let's just carry on. Let's just carry on. Let me just take these medals off. Yeah.
You know,
but so well.
You know, from the beginning, when Zia and I started this agency, we knew that there'll get a time where entrepreneurs shouldn't be running the agency.
That's what's up.
And our secret weapon to growing the agency is having clever people around us.
Boom.
More intelligent, more talented, and we just steer the vision.
That's what's up.
That's a good secret weapon. You should tell the government that secret weapon.
The notorious CLIT.
So this has been a journey of 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
And the next 5 years needs a different approach.
That's what's
because
up.
The entrepreneurial startup has grown into a medium sized agency, and we want to take it into a big agency and a major player in the market. The recipe is to get the people that can take it there.
That's
so,
what's up.
You know, Zia and I talk about the first 5 years, which were, you know, the khubu losing year
of
being an entrepreneur pitching. You know, now we've got the brands, we've got the people, and now the first move was to change the leadership so that we've got a fresh pair of talent and eyes to take the vision even further. Because we know, so we basically, from what we talk about with Zia, is having a collaboration of greater minds than us. So
let's go.
Bange, leadership in, as an MD of the Jersey office. We've got him. We've got him Tunzi down in Cape Town, who's heading up the Cape Town office. And really, you know, Avatar's been known for winning business. You know, the story, you know, two black guys, they start this thing.
Yeah.
They, you know, they challengers, they disruptors. But now the next level is creative, you know, to start putting out the work, you know, and start showcasing and an international standard work. You
That's
know, like
up.
A lot of people talk about, you know, African excellence, black excellence. I don't buy that. I believe in world excellence.
I'm with you completely.
Because that's what the world judges us on. You know?
I'm so with that. It's like when people say, I aspire to being the best black writer. Shut the fuck up.
No.
You aspire to be the best writer, period.
No, you know, and people say, okay, yeah, are you the largest black agency as if it's an accolade? We just want to be a kick-ass agency.
That's what's up.
You know, the founders are black is cool, but we just want to be a kick-ass agency of global standards. So, Brett, you know, having the international experience that he has, you know, Singapore, all the things he's going to talk about, we needed someone that is of world-class global excellence to take our creativity there, because, you know, that's what our brands expect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we found Brett.
That's the stuff, eh? And, Mr. Brett Wild,
That's just nicely put, isn't it?
For those of you guys who don't know, that's Mr. Brett Wild. That's that man.
And that will also tell you just how fucking long ago that was.
But it's still like, I mean, we were looking at the ad the other day.
It's still one of the best.
It's iconic. You
that's
know?
What's up.
And the SAB ad is just.
You know, it's one of those moments where you kind of wish you'd done something else.
Yeah.
Because you go, okay, man. So that's what the future's about. You know what I mean? And it's also not about me doing anything.
Yeah.
It's about me entering into a field where, a place where, you have this absolute want,
yeah,
you know, to do something. And it's not just for us, it's for the whole thing in itself.
Yeah,
for us,
yeah,
to represent this country, instead of just being a nice agency on the, you know, on the arse end of it.
That's
and,
what's up,
and,
yeah,
and complaining like shit about the, yeah, fact that other people, mm, are winning.
Yeah.
You've got this wonderful bunch of people who know that they have the capacity, and we all do.
Yeah.
So it's my job really is for us to take that and to do that.
That's, no? So dope. I'm excited to find out. Like I said, like I was asking this man, where did they find you, Mr. Brett, right?
Yeah. And,
you know what I mean? Because, I mean, last I heard you were shooting amazing adverts, making, yeah, pictures that are pretty, and now they've drawn you back into the proverbial belly of the beast. What does it take to draw a man like you back into the proverbial belly of the beast?
A lot of negotiating.
Yeah. There's it's just, it's them.
Yeah.
It's these dudes,
right,
you know,
dope,
what I mean?
Man.
I mean,
yeah,
when you meet these dudes, you've got to say it's really fun to play with a bunch of really bright, articulate, on it, wanting,
yeah,
guys. And that's,
I think
enough
he's got
for
sold
me,
the crazy, huh, dream, you,
oh,
know,
oh, is it?
For, yeah, of world dominance, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying to someone, you know, where we are now and the clients we have and the agency that we have, had we said and told everyone the plan 5 years ago, they,
yeah,
would have said we're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're here. Now we've got an even crazier plan that we shared, and he was crazy enough to believe and say, hey,
yeah,
I want to be part of this crazy plan.
That is so dope, man. I like, yeah, that. And are you, I mean, we talk about the international stuff. Are you bringing some of that stuff that you learned in the beautiful East? I mean, tell us,
yeah,
I mean, for those of us who don't know, Where was your last advertising job before you said, fuck it, I'm going to go shoot pictures?
Yeah, I was in Singapore. I'd taken, yeah, over from a chap by the name of David Droger.
Boom!
Yeah.
And then he came back.
You wouldn't give me his desk.
I took over from a young man called Mr. David Droger.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we went. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? In terms of, not myself, but in terms of the agency that I was working with at the time.
Yeah.
We'd made this incredible impression as a South African agency on this bunch of people.
Yeah.
And they wanted some of that. So we, you know, kind of went over there to give it some of that. He was reluctant to let go of his desk. He flew back in.
Yeah.
Literally sat in my fucking desk. Okay, and went, how's it, bro? How's it going? Are you having separation anxiety, David?
But before you were in Singapore, I think, yeah, you were at Saatchi somewhere,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Saatchi's was a great experience.
Where was that,
well,
in Hong Kong or something?
No,
was that in Singapore,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah,
oh, here?
Yeah, but
yeah,
what,
yeah,
we did is we realigned it from the UK to the East.
Ah.
That's the first move you do, see?
Well, one of the East, Andrew.
Ah,
the East is a returning
East. Yeah, he does far
it.
East, we middle.
Ah, yeah, he's middle East,
East Asia,
and far,
yeah,
East Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So from there, I kind of went, you know, traveled, you know, that whole Southeast Asia area.
Yeah.
Which is what I was kind of being trained up for.
Okay,
yeah.
South Pacific.
As far as Vietnam.
He's going,
yeah,
North Korea.
Oh, yes.
You get crazy in Vietnam, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to try and do some stuff there. It's fantastic.
That,
but then you
amazing.
Get the cultural police on your ass.
Yeah.
Because now, by that time, you're doing things for, like, Australian beer.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got men dressed as kangaroos in the actual Vietnam zoo. Okay, in Hanoi Zoo.
Yeah,
right?
Never, yeah.
And that thing went crazy. It was, yeah, like, it was the biggest hit out. And then the cultural police came down on us because they said, well, that's taking over the preference towards us as a brand,
yeah,
as a country, and you've now got these kangaroos in Australia being, so they,
yeah,
shut us down. Yeah, so it's interesting stuff.
They'll fix you,
know?
The
yeah.
They'll fix you. You want to inside, they fix
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
But tell me what you're excited, what you're most excited about with coming back into
yeah.
creative leadership and what the possibilities are.
It's the possibilities. It's
That's
the youth. It's the fact that I think we can do incredible things, and it's just endless. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
not that you do something incredible and you stop.
Yeah.
These guys have only been in it for 5 years. And now they're at a point where they go, well, we'd like to go the next 5 years, we'd like to be top end.
Yeah.
But then what we were talking about is it's actually just to be top end within the country and for us to be able to bring this country through.
That's what's up.
You know, we've got this potential to be number one at Cannes, you know.
That's right,
and
that's right.
And we've always, we should be doing that. We
yeah,
should
yeah,
be doing
yeah.
that and having some pride there because there's not a lot of pride happening elsewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotcha.
And,
yeah.
And I guess it's the advertising industry. People go, oh, yay for you. Because, no, it's cool. Yeah. It really is a cool
I thing. Hear you. Event, I hear you. Know? Mbange, you're going to be running with this man.
Absolutely. Right? He's my partner
madness,
in crime.
There's madness. You're going to be running with it, right?
Yeah.
So tell me how what you're excited about. How are you feeling about your partnership?
Yeah. Look, naturally, I'm a very mellow guy.
That's what's up.
And I think that's what I bring to business.
Yeah.
The relaxed side, the analytical,
yeah.
The strategic side.
Those are the guys who fire people, the relaxed guys.
Well, let's not go there.
He's already making me nervous. He's way too relaxed around me.
Yeah, but I think what excites me more than anything specifically is for any agency to be successful, you need three key leadership. So
yeah.
From a strategy perspective, from a creative leadership, and from sort of your management, account management.
That's what's up.
So we're solid in all three legs.
Yeah.
Obviously, we needed the creative leadership. So
yeah.
That in itself, you know, when I'm sitting in front of clients, I'm very excited to have such a crazy man.
Yeah.
You know, being able to sell ideas.
That's so dope, man.
So it just gives a good balance for clients to understand that these guys are, you know, they mean business.
That's right. That's right. That is so dope.
Although he does get caught up in the crazy shit every now and then.
Well,
and I have to stop him and go, okay, bro, wind it down. I think we've overdone it.
Well, I mean, just to add on to that, I'm a fan of creativity.
That's right.
You know what?
Yeah,
I believe
yeah.
in the business of creativity.
Yeah. And well, I can attest to that.
It's amazing, and I know what I do and what my role is in the industry.
That's right.
And it's to support the creatives in putting out great work out there.
That is so dope.
Anybody goes into my office, they'll see. It's very simple. Great work will set you free.
That's so dope. Guys, we also know that at Evertide, obviously, means they don't have open plans, so they have offices. You know what I mean? So go down there to Houghton. If you're looking to work in a place with offices and not open plan like Google, go to the guys there at Evertide. But tell me, Veli, so I mean, you know, recently we spoke about you guys having bought into the MNC Saatchi Group and all that. How does this new development actually now kind of feed into the entire piece? Knowing also that Neo just got into a part of that.
Yeah.
But what becomes the interaction between Brett's new role and that whole thing?
Right. Look, our first thing, you know, the narrative in building an agency is to build to sell.
That's right.
You know, and that's what a lot of agencies have done.
Yeah.
Now, as a challenger agency and a disruptor, we thought we won't grow to sell. And we've had a lot of people knocking at our doors, showing us the check to say, hey, you know, we want a piece.
Guys, how is Vinny Gubani, guys?
I thought.
Niggas been on my door talking about here some money. I'm talking about get the fuck out of here.
So, you know, we were heavily obsessed by the story of Herd Boys. And we always thought it's an unfinished business.
That's
to have a kick-ass black-owned agency that can take on... Whoa, not even South Africa, you know. So we said no to the check.
Boom!
And we wanted to do something unique.
Because nothing wrong,
we also
but
wanted to give scale to it.
Yeah.
You know, but we also wanted to keep our independence. So
right.
We did South Africa's first share swap, where we swapped the shares MNC Saatchi Abel. Mike Abel was crazy enough. We were telling the big thing that, no, if you own us, surely we should own you too.
Boom!
And a lot of people were like, We're going back to London or Holland or from wherever.
Yeah.
But, you know, a chat with Mark Abel said, that sounds like a plan. That's fair. I was like,
yeah.
Is this man crazy? He's like, yeah. So we did a share swap. So what it means is that we've got more talent, more capacity.
Yeah.
And what we're obsessed about is having a footprint into the rest of the continent.
That's right.
Because that really turns us on, the type of work. So with MNC Saatchi Africa, we get to tap into the partnerships.
That's right.
In the rest of the continent. And now clients are starting to demand that.
Yeah.
You know, the clients that we are winning, we've got SAA, we've got Unilever and so on.
Yeah.
They're starting to demand, so what is the experience?
What are you doing in Africa?
You know, and wanted to make it legitimate, not just, you know, land in Lagos and hope for the best.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a structure that can take us into the rest of Africa. So what it does is that it increases our capacity, it increases our talent, but still maintaining our independence. That's been very, you know, we want to, you know, I can't work for anyone, I'd be fired.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to
brother,
keep that.
I know what you mean.
You know, we wanted to keep that independence.
I'm beginning to feel that too.
So Avatar needs to be that beacon of excellence, not only black excellence, but just damn excellence.
That's what's up.
You know, and keep the independence, because we didn't want to sell, because, you know, it would have been nice on the golf course.
Yeah.
The nice car. But ultimately, we have a bigger.
And, you know, actually, his car, guys. I've seen his car.
We have a bigger responsibility, you know. Yeah. We need to inspire younger creatives. We need to take this thing where it's never been taken.
That's so dope, man.
And that's why even Neo joining the group. Neo Mashego, I mean.
Shout out OT, what's going on?
Yeah. So
I was in Cape Town last week. I saw he fixed the weather. You know, he's fixing advertising with the weather. It was a summer day.
He doesn't want to mess with the dress. Yeah.
So we're just calling Bonnell.
So it's part of a bigger thing. You know, we've got these ambitions that we can talk another day, but we've got a group. Mm. We want to build our own mega agency.
That's
controlled
so
from here.
Yeah.
You know,
that's really cool.
You know, the whole build to sell thing was not for us.
You know?
And to attract the talent like Mbange and Brett is part of that. You know, in the group now, we've got access to over 16 agencies.
What?
So we can hunt as a pack. You know, I always, you know, I won't mention the name of the telecoms that went out and couldn't find.
You mean the one that's in the news?
Yeah, it rhymes with MTN.
Oh, boom!
You know, but they couldn't find a group, and as a South African and African-owned group that had the capacity to do what they do.
Now,
why not?
Yeah.
You know, why can't we have a homebrewed group of independent agencies run by entrepreneurs to take over the shit?
I love the sound of that.
I love it.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's cool. But Andrew, I want to get back to you about how this all links for me to the Louise. How important do you think it is that small and or medium sized agencies or come ups and independents, how important do you think it is for them to do well at the Louise?
You know, we were just talking earlier about pitching.
Yeah.
And before we started in the studio here.
Yeah.
The great thing with the Louries is, and even another thing, the whole way we do the judging process, all the work's anonymous.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say, hey, this is all done by one big agency and the work gets mixed and it all gets put into little different bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So what you have is we've got small agencies and who've entered one single piece of work and they've won a Grand Prix.
That's what's up.
And we had an agency last year who won the Design Grand Prix, and they came out as the number one design agency.
Yeah.
They literally told me afterwards, they said they went straight from the Grand Prix to new business.
Boom! Yep.
And that's and I think that is the important thing. We're not doing it pure. It's not basically going, oh, this is a wank, you're doing it and nobody knows about it. I think it has changed.
That's
right. I think years ago, award shows were an agency insider thing.
Yeah.
Clients didn't know that they'd even won the work. They didn't know that they'd done the work.
They didn't know they had an agency.
And that's the truth. That's the reality. The reality is today, you've got brands going, hey, what are we entering in the Louries this year? What are we going to have that's going to win? So you're getting the drive coming from different places, and brands are looking at your coming out of their Louries and saying, okay, who won at the Louries this year?
That's
so
right.
I think for small agencies, it's a huge vehicle.
That is so dope.
And you are able to, because people say, oh, I can't get a profile.
Yeah.
I can't get on pitch lists.
That's right.
And this is your way to go. If if you're saying, hey, you're doing great work, this is a very easy way to have your great work shown to everyone.
I think it's important for those brands that ask you, have you entered their work? And you go, well, if you hadn't have bombed it, it would have been fantastic. Look at that. No, what I'm saying
Melly, welcome to your new life, Papa.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to shut up. No. I think why the other reason why the Louries is important is because they tend to then aspire to that work.
That's right. Real? That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so it's doing a fabulous job in that realm. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's about sharing it with clients nowadays, which is fantastic, as opposed to it being an agency achievement.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a client achievement too, you know, and it's everyone's achievement. Everyone's on board.
That is so dope. That's so dope. But now, so let's get into that, Brett. I mean, tell me what your immediate plans are. What are you going to get in there and put them back in open plan? Because now they have offices. Are you going to break it down the walls and put them in open plan? What's your immediate plan?
It's already been done.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a really good question. That would be the only answer for that would be that you'd probably not hear anything for a bit.
Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean?
What that means is that you go in deep.
You
know what I mean? Like, people were going in deep. And when we come out, it's going to be for some reason, as opposed to what feels like a rah-rah session now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't dig this. This is not it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think this is great to come in here and announce our intentions, and we're excited.
That's right.
But we've got a lot of work to do.
So, Veli, I hope you've planned vitamin B12 shots for the guys, because it feels like it's finna get real. Yeah. Inside there.
Yeah. Look, the younger guys, you know, yeah, we've got, we believe in talent from all walks of life, all yeah ages. I think the benefit to them, you know, because what really attracted us even further to Brett
yeah
is that when he went into Singapore and took the agency to a ranking of number 3 in the group, he didn't break it apart. He didn't bring in parachute superstars.
Yeah.
So he's going to work with the younger guys, work with the talent that we have. Dope. You know, not just get an award-winning team from another agency.
That's right.
It's with Avatar.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of building to be made, yeah, you know. But we've got the guys that are ready and they're hungry to grow. And that's yeah really what excites me. It's the influence that Brett's experience and talent yeah will have on the younger guys and really grow talent.
That is so dope, man.
You know, we can move talent around.
Yeah, and
call it an award-winning agency, but it's just two guys that are just that's moving right around the agency that's group. Right. But the real challenge is to actually grow new talent, to
yeah
see the new names yeah and the lures. And that's what attracted us to Brett, because he didn't break and just say, okay, you guys are here, you're the old agency, let me bring in these superstars
yeah
and start winning. It's working with the guys. That's why it will take longer. So it's not like parachuting people in. It's working with the guys, growing their talent. And I think that's what Brett is.
That is so dope, man.
That,
I like
the sound of that. That being said, what are you doing later, Brian?
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, let's go and have here? Let's go and have lunch, buddy.
Let's move on. but guys, you won't believe it. You won't believe how quickly this hour flies by. Mm. I feel like we've just started chatting.
Oh, wow.
And we're almost done. But I am very, very excited about everything we're spoken about here today. Everything from the fact that I'm loving what it sounds like the Lurie's week is going to be about. And I'm excited and nervous for the people you guys work with. Because it sounds like it's finna get exciting. It sounds like some walls are going to get broken down and some great things are about to happen.
Yeah, and I think we're lucky, you know, the clients that we have, it's a bigger, you know, Mpange talks about friends, you know,
yeah
it's easier to sell work to a friend.
Yeah.
It is easier to tell a friend when, you know, they're being cack.
Yeah. When things are rubbish,
you know.
Yeah.
So the clients that we have, and the, you know, like your Fox, National Geographic, and the national brands that we have, you know, we talk about the privilege of working on a brand essay.
That's right.
You know, and the potential to communicate the positive story of the country
yeah
in a narrative of headlines that we have.
Yeah.
But there's a beautiful story to tell. And I think even your SAA client, Sanrals and stuff, the clients that we have are receptive to
yeah
good work.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're just plugging in this machine of awesome work. And
that is
and
so
that's
dope,
really
man
what's really exciting.
That is so dope.
Know?
I love
led, the led, led by yeah very solid leadership. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, I'm so excited. I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you.
And I think you guys are on the verge of some dope shit. So, Andrew, right now, one more minute plug. What's the one thing you want us to remember about the Lurie's right now? Over and above the fact that we have to enter by the 30th. I don't know whether there'll be an extension. I won't talk about that. That's not my place. But like, you know, one last thing you want to tell us about the Lurie's.
Well, I think ultimately the Lurie's is only as great as the agency.
That's
so so what we want is to see great work, great ideas.
Boom.
And again, to Brett's point, is that you want to challenge things. We
yeah
want you to go beyond the ordinary and convince your clients not to bomb the work.
That's right.
Is that great work, actually, people know, the point is that when you're doing the most exciting work,
yeah, yeah,
everyone says no.
Yeah,
the
that's
first
right
thing you're going to hear is no.
Yeah.
So if you believe,
it's scary,
if you believe no means no,
yeah,
then you won't be that successful in the creative industry.
Yeah, creators are trash.
So
yeah,
so
yeah
you need to fight. So you need to fight. You need to fight to make
absolutely
to make great yeah things happen. You actually have to fight for it. So
yeah,
I'm saying, you know, fight for great ideas and push those in
sure
and into them so that we can
yeah
celebrate them.
That's so cool. You guys don't know how much love you guys have been getting on Twitter. It's just like, I can't even go through all the names where people are just like, I like
thank
this.
You.
I like what I'm hearing. I like
wonderful
what I'm hearing. So
yeah
so a lot of people are excited. And I think, yeah, your phones are going to be ringing yeah very, very soon. So where do people get hold of you? How do people say, I want to go and work with that crazy man? How do people get hold of you?
info@avataragency.co.za.
Yeah.
We've had a few walk-ins in the past, which was interesting, but I don't
I don't recommend that.
I don't encourage that. I don't encourage that.
Well, I still do. I get a lot of, I've got somebody here at reception. Can you?
Guys, I'm going to challenge that. Go, guys. If they're not responding to your email, go. Go to Houghton. Yeah. Go there. Yeah. Apparently, I hear they've got a good bar as well. Go on a Friday. Ask for a beer and ask for a job. But guys, thank you so much for coming to hang out.
Thank you for having us. It's been
an exciting journey that I think you guys are on. And it's exciting still what the journey of the Lurys is also finna become. So I think that's really, really cool. So guys, yeah, the hour is done.
Thank you.
And thanks to my guests for being here. And guys, I mean, like I always say, take care of yourselves. Take care of those briefs and take care of each other. Because it's crazy out there. And like I always say every week, if this show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Boom!
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom!
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Clipcentral.com.